愿大家平安。
Peace to all。
今天早上用谦卑蒙福来跟大家一起学习。
Today I'd like to use the topic humbled and blessed for our mutual encouragement。
我们看雅各书的第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4。
雅各书的第四章。
James 4。
第五节跟第六节。
Chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
这里说神是更多的恩典。
Here it says that he gives more grace.
在前面跟圣经说与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
And in before that, it says that if we have a friendship with the world, that is enmity with God.
我们活在两个吸引力的中间。
We live between two kinds of attractions.
一个是世界。
One is the world.
一个是神。
The other is God.
这两个是对立的。
And these two are counter to each other.
世界的神是魔鬼。
The world belongs to Satan.
但是我们是属神的。
But we belong to God.
那我们常常想如果我越来越靠近神我跟世界我的心越来越离开神，那我会不会有什么损失？
And when we think about ourselves, when if we were to, if our hearts were to depart further and further from the world, from God,
我有什么损失啊？
What kind of loss would we encounter?
圣经说神是更多的恩典。
But the Bible here says that God gives more grace.
神是恩典的来源。
God is the source of grace and blessings.
让我们越来越靠近神，我们得到神更多的恩典。
So the closer we draw to Him, the more blessings we receive.
但是如果我们心停留在世界，
But if our heart stops and remains in this world,
这样我们就对神不忠。
Then we are not faithful to the Lord.
有时候我们信仰的体验就会逐渐减少。
And some oftentimes our spiritual experiences will decrease.
属灵的力量越来越少。
And spiritual power will also decrease.
因为我们的心停留在世界。
Because our hearts are settled here in the world.
但是当我们要靠近神，
But when we desire to draw close to God,
要从神得恩典，
When we desire to receive grace from Him,
我发现人的心态非常重要。
And we find that the attitude or the heart of man is very important.
所以第六节下面说，神阻挡骄傲的人。
So in verse 7,
施恩给谦卑的人。
After verse 7, it says that, or in verse 6, it says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
神施恩给谦卑的人。
God gives grace to the humble.
谦卑会蒙福。
So humility will bring about, will be blessed.
在这个世界很少听人在提到谦卑这一个字。
In this world, we seldom hear of the word humble.
因为这是个人主义的时代。
For this is a very self-centered, independent thinking society.
人强调自我。
People emphasize on themselves.
所以我们在世界上看到很多人都是在自我膨胀、自我肯定。
So we see many people in this world self-exalting and self-affirming.
即使我们在世界上所提到的谦卑，跟圣经讲的也差很多。
Even the humility we talk about in this world is different from that described in the Bible.
那什么叫做谦卑？
What does humbleness mean?
若我们回到圣经的定义，
If we return to the definition in the Bible,
谦卑就是跟主耶稣一样。
Being humble is to be like Christ.
就是很简单，跟主耶稣一样就是谦卑。
Simply speaking, it is being humble is to be like Christ.
那为着跟主耶稣一样，
In order to be like Christ,
第一个我们要了解那主耶稣的谦卑是什么。
We first need to understand what the humility of Christ is.
那第二个我们要自我不断的调整。
And second, we have to continue to refine ourselves.
跟主耶稣一样。
Adjust ourselves, just like to become like Lord Jesus.
所以真正的谦卑，这是需要不断的对神有认识，不断的自我否定，自我调整。
So true humility involves acknowledging and knowing God and to deny ourselves to correct ourselves.
好，那主耶稣的谦卑又是什么？
So what is the humility of Christ?
我们看腓立比书第二章。
To the book of Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians 2.
第五节
Philippians 2 verse 5 Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第六节，第七节。
Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节。
And verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
在这个地方说, 我们要以基督的心为心。
Says here that we need to let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus.
我们一生的果效从心发出来的。
It's all of the fruits of our, comes from our mind, our
heart. 如果我们像主耶稣的心态, 我们的生活就会改变。
So if our mind is like Christ, then the way we conduct our lives will also be like Christ.
那这里讲主耶稣的谦卑有两点。
Here it talks about two points of the humility of Christ.
在这一段圣经里面讲,
In this passage it says,
第七节,
verse 7,
说他虚己取了奴仆的形象,
made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
其实他是神。
He is God.
但是主耶稣往下降成为人。
But he lowered himself to become a human being.
所以人一看他, 他什么都没有。
So when people see him, it seems like he has nothing.
那其实他是神。
But he is actually God.
但是我们这个世代的人呢, 不是这样。
But people in this society, this time, we're different.
我们是人。
We are humans.
但是我们常常, 想要变成神。
But oftentimes we desire to be a God.
被人崇拜。
To be worshipped by many.
被人尊重。
To be respected by many.
但是主耶稣是神, 他往下降成为人。
But Lord Jesus is God himself, yet he lowered himself to be in the form of a bondservant.
那他取了奴仆的形象, 最具体的表现呢, 就是洗门徒的脚。
The manifestation of him taking the form of a bondservant was when he washed his servants, disciples' feet.
这个就是服侍。
This is true servitude.
所以当我们学习谦卑,
So when we learn to become humble,
就是不管我在世界上是什么人,
No matter what kind of person I am in this world,
我愿意学习主耶稣来服侍人,
I'm willing to learn from Christ to serve others.
什么人我都可以服侍,
I can serve any type of person.
那这就是谦卑,
and this is what it means to be humble.
这是不简单的,
this is not easy.
我们来看, 罗马书,
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十, 十二章,
Romans chapter 12,
十六节,
Romans 12 verse 16, Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
这个地方说, 不要志气高大,
Do not set our mind on high things.
就是把自己想得太高了,
Just to place ourselves higher than we are.
要俯就卑微的人,
Yeah, here it indicates that we should associate with the humble.
所以谦卑的表现呢, 就是对一般很普通的人, 我们感觉到我跟他一样。
So a demonstration of humility is that when we see any ordinary person, we feel that we are like them.
我可以接纳他。
We can accept them. We can
receive
them. We can dine with them.
我可以帮助他,
we can help them.
我可以服侍他,
we can serve them.
这个就是谦卑的表现。
This is a demonstration of humility.
那一个家庭里面, 我们这个教会的大家庭里面,
So in a family, such as the big family we have here in church,
如果大家能够谦卑跟主耶稣一样,
If everyone were able to humble themselves like Christ,
那这个大家庭就不会分门别类。
Then this big family will not be divisive.
因为我们在一个家庭里面, 即使小孩子有比较聪明, 比较有成就, 比较普通的,
Or in our own households, perhaps we have our kids, some are more intelligent than others.
但是这还是一个家庭。
But it is still one family.
里面充满着爱。
And in it is filled with love.
互相的看顾, 互相扶持。
And mutual caring and mutual serving.
那谦卑的第二个表现,
The second demonstration of humility.
我们回到菲利比书,
Let's turn back to Philippians.
菲利比书的, 第八节, 第二章第八节,
Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
我既有人的样式, 就自己卑微, 存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
所以谦卑啊, 就是顺服。
So humility involves being obedient.
那这个也是不简单的。
This is also not an easy thing to do.
因为如果人没有顺服，就是人要听我，我不能听别人。
Because if many people are not obedient, they'd rather have other people listen to them and they not listen to others.
谦卑就是能够顺服。
But humility is to be able to be obedient.
那这个顺服有包括两种。
This obedience involves two types.
第一个是对神的顺服。
The first is obedience to God.
有时候我们常常觉得我很谦卑啊。
Sometimes we feel that we may be humble.
我们那是可能是站在人跟人的立场来看。
And when we look at it from a human perspective.
但是真正谦卑的人是尊重神对我有主权。
But a true man of humility, a true person of humility respects the sovereignty of God in his life.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书的第
James 4. James 4, verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
这里说你们张狂夸口，这样夸口是恶的。
Says that this kind of boasting is evil.
那到底这个人在夸口什么？
So what exactly is this person boasting about?
如果我们看前面所记载的。
If we read the passage before,
这是一个很聪明的生意人, 他很会做计划。
This was a very shrewd businessman that had good plans.
他计划到某一个城住一年, 做买卖赚钱。
He planned to go to such and such a city, spend a year there, and then buy and sell to make money.
其实我们每一个人对将来都有计划。
We all have future plans for ourselves.
那计划有什么不对呢?
So what's wrong with making plans?
为什么这个计划到最后变成张狂夸口呢?
Why is this planning in the end regarded as boasting in his arrogance?
因为他整个计划里面完全没有神。
Because throughout all his plan, he did not involve God.
如果完全都没有神, 我自己就是神啊。
And if we don't involve God in any of our life's plans, then we treat ourselves as a God.
我计划，我努力，我就可以成功。
I plan, I work hard, and I will succeed.
神在哪里？
But then where's God in all this?
没有神啊。
God is not an equation.
这个叫做张狂夸口。
This is what it means to boast in our arrogance.
那难道我们不能计划吗？
So is it wrong to plan for ourselves?
当然可以计划。
Of course it's okay.
但是我们的心态是什么？
But what is our attitude, our mindset when we plan?
主若愿意，我明天才可以活着。
If the Lord wills, then I can live tomorrow.
主若愿意，我才能有健康。
If the Lord wills, I can have good health.
主若愿意，我才有机会。
If the Lord wills, I will have an opportunity.
所以我所有的计划在一个大前提，主若愿意，我才能够成全。
So all of my plans is prefaced by if the Lord wills.
因此我们虽然有计划，我们不断地会求问神。
So even though we may have plans for ourselves, but we do not cease to inquire of God.
神啊，这是不是你要我做的？
Say, Lord, is this something that you would like me to do?
我这样做，你是不是会喜悦？
And if I do such and such a thing, will it be pleasing in your eyes?
虽然是做我们个人的计划。
Even though we make our own plans.
但是我们承认神是我的主人。
But we acknowledge that God is our master.
所以每一件事情上，我们都会寻求神。
And so in everything that we do, we will seek him.
那个叫做谦卑。
That is what it means to be humble.
这实在是不简单。
And this is indeed not an easy task.
因为谦卑就是在神面前自我舍弃。
Because humility involves denying, rejecting ourselves before God.
以开车子来讲，就是让神坐在驾座。
For a driver, it means to let God take the wheel.
让我来顺从他的带领。
To allow us to follow in His guidance.
所以主耶稣在世界上的一生。
So Lord Jesus, His entire life spent on earth.
他完全顺服神。
He completely was submissive to God.
他说我要做的都是神要我做的。
Everything that he had done was what the Father had willed him to do.
父在我里面做他自己的事情。
And the Father was in him carrying out the work.
包括他所讲他所做的。
Including what he spoke of and what he had done.
他确实是留下一个非常谦卑的榜样。
He truly left us an indelible mark of humility.
所以圣经才说我们要 谦卑与神同行，这是神所要的。
And that is why the Bible says that we need to be humble and walk with the Lord.
那当我们谦卑尊神为大。
When we humble ourselves and exalt God, God will allow us to taste this kind of grace.
我们来看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 28 brings a comfort to us. He will give rest to all who labor and are heavy laden. True, many people in this world are full of labor and heavy laden. We desire that under the Lord's promise that we can lay down all of our burdens,
能够得享安息,
to receive that true rest.
好像我们一天很辛苦回到家，享受一个很好的安息。
Like a day of hard work, when we return home, we enjoy that sweet rest.
那二十九节就给我们一个条件。
Verse 29 gives us here a condition.
说你要负我的轭，学习我的样式，你就可以得享安息。
Which is to take my yoke upon you and learn from me.And you will receive rest for your souls.
就是学习主耶稣这样自我舍弃，尊神为大。
Which is to learn from Christ, to deny himself, to exalt God.
我前面的路随便你带领。
You can lead me in whatever direction that you deem right.
这样我们的担子就会轻省。
And then our yoke will be easy.
所以谦卑的对神就是一种顺服。
And so humility towards God involves this kind of obedience.
那谦卑啊，对人来讲也是一种顺服。
And humility towards men is also a kind of obedience.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第六节。
Verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
这个地方在讲说年幼的要顺服年长。
It records here that younger people should submit to their elders.
就是你们众人也都要彼此顺服。
And all of us should submit to one another.
当然这是指着教会的生活。
Of course, this is regarding to life in the church.
但也是指着我们家庭的生活。
It also points at life within our families.
在真理的没有冲突的情况下，年幼顺服年长。
As long as there's no conflict with the truth, the younger should submit to the elder.
圣经说，白头发是老年人的荣耀。
The Bible says that the gray or the white hairs on a man is their glory.
那顺服就显出一种次序。
And so submissiveness reveals this kind of order.
那你们众人也要彼此顺服。
And likewise, we all must submit to one another.
特别讲谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And he especially mentions here, be clothed with humility.
所以年纪轻的人，他讲的有道理我们也需要听，也要顺服。
So if a younger person speaks very reasonably, we also must listen and
submit. 一个明白道理的父亲。
So a father who understands the word, the truth.
有时候他也可以对小孩子说对不起。
Sometimes he can also apologize to his kids.
因为我对你讲的跟圣经道理不合。
Because what he may have said was not according to the Bible.
不只是说这是年长的听年幼的听年长的。
And not only restricted to having the young submit to the elder all the time.
所以我们在教会里面要彼此顺服。
So in the church, we must also submit to each other.
那这有一个条件要用谦卑来束腰。
And there's a condition here, it says, to be clothed with humility.
那下面说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And following that, it again says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以在圣经里面有几个例子在提到彼此顺服。
There's many several examples in the Bible that illustrates.
使徒行传十五章在提到耶路撒冷会议。
That illustrates being submissive to another. In Acts, it talks about the Council of Jerusalem.
我们看使徒行传十五章。
Let's turn to Acts 15.
第一节。
Acts 15, verse 1. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
这个地方有人讲哦，外邦人啊，啊，虽然受洗啊，如果没有按由摩西的规条，就不能得救。
They're saying that even though the Gentiles were baptized, but they don't follow according to the custom of Moses, they cannot be saved.
这就是真理问题啊。
Here was a problem of the truth.
他们觉得这跟得救有关啊。
And this had to do with salvation.
那一旦真理有问题，就大大争辩了。第二节。
And so once there was this issue with the truth, there was a great debate.
好，那现在怎么解决？
And in verse 2, It talks about how they were trying to solve it.
所以第二节就定规叫巴拿巴本会中几个人上耶路撒冷见使徒跟长老。
Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others would go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders.
所以在耶路撒冷会议啊，就是要解决真理问题。
So the council in Jerusalem was to deal with this issue in the truth.
这个不是在地方教会解决的。
This is not to be solved at that local church.
因为这跟教会合一有关系。
Because this has to do with the unity of the church.
那耶路撒冷会议是谁在决定？
And in the Jerusalem council, who was making the decisions?
开会是使徒长老。
It was the apostles and the elders.
他们就开始讨论了。
And they opened the discussion to consider the matter.
那到最后十九节。
And in the end, in verse 19.
据我的意见，不可为难那归服神的外邦人。
Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those among the Gentiles who are turning to God.
这是雅各起来讲话。
This is James speaking, rising up to speak.
那讲话以后有没有表决？没有。
And after he spoke, they did not have a vote.
那以后他们怎么讲呢？
And following that, what did they say?
28节。
In verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，是圣灵跟他们决定的。
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit had decided for them.
说我们这个教会很宝贵啊，因为有圣灵同在。
This church is precious because of the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们讲这个真理真的合乎神启示的时候，大家的心里会讲阿们。
And so when we speak of the truth that is revealed by God, people's hearts will say amen.
所以我记得一个非洲的信徒啊，他真的是很难得一个信徒。
I recall a believer in Africa that was pretty extraordinary.
他说真耶稣教会是最难讲道的地方。
He says the True Jesus Church is the hardest place to preach.
也是最好讲道的地方。
It is also the easiest place to deliver sermons.
为什么最好讲道？
Why was it the easiest?
只要圣经很深入的去研讨。
As long as you study the scriptures diligently,
然后祷告被圣灵充满,
and be filled the Holy Spirit in prayer,
道理讲不完,
then you can speak unending.
因为神的道是活泼的, 圣灵是无限量。
Because the word of God is living and the spirit is limitless.
那真耶稣教会是很难讲道的一个地方。
But the True Jesus Church is also a place that's difficult to deliver a sermon.
因为大家都有圣灵。
Because everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以要圣灵感动我们，我们讲的就会感动每一个人。
So when the Holy Spirit moves us, what we speak can touch and move others.
他心里会讲阿们。
And their hearts will claim amen.
所以为什么当时雅各起来讲话，没有人在吩咐，然后就说圣灵跟我们决定，因为圣灵在里面运行。
So why was it at the time that when James stood up to speak, no one opposed him? But rather, it was because the Holy Spirit was working amongst them.
所以教会的民主跟社会是不一样的。
So the church democracy is different from that of the world.
社会的民主是以民为主。
The society, the democracy in society is based upon individual rights.
教会的民主是以神为主。
But the democracy in the church.Is centered around God.
到最后，我们要了解神要我们怎么做。
And in the end, we will come to understand what God desires for us.
那如果神要我们做，圣灵会运行，会大家有共识。
And if it's something that God desires for us, then the Holy Spirit will work among us, and everyone will come to a consensus.
那这个决定以后。
So after this decision,
我们再看十六章。
Let's continue reading chapter 16.
第四节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem.
第五节。
Verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
他们就交给使徒遵守。
So then they deliver them to the apostles to keep.
人数天天增加。
And the numbers increase daily.
所以真理问题解决，教会合一，圣工就开始发展。
So this problem with the truth was resolved. The church was united, and the gospel spread.
大家有顺服的心。
Because everyone had a heart of obedience or submissiveness.
所以我们在教会里面呢，一定要体会这个跟社会是不一样。
So in the church, we must understand that.This is different from what we see in society.
我们现在看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Now let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章。
2 Thessalonians 3.
第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us.
这个地方讲,
Here it says,
奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你们。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we command you.
有弟兄不按规矩而行。
That a brother who's walking disorderly,
disorderly, 就是引起教会混乱
which means spurring a confusion in the church,
那不遵从我们所受的教训
and not according to the tradition which he received from us,
英文叫做 tradition,
in English it says here tradition,
就要远离他
then depart, withdraw from that brother.
所以这个教会哦，每个教会有每个教会的 tradition.
So every church has its tradition.
所以我们的谦卑就是顺服
and our humility is our obedience.
比方说我们教会根据圣经的吩咐
For example, our church according to the commands in the scriptures
有长老执事传道的制度
We have this order of elders, deacons, and pastors
那这个长老执事传道要经过执事会的三分之二通过在总会三分之二通过在信徒大会三分之二通过
And so to become ordained as these ministers, they must have a two-thirds vote in the local congregation, general assembly, as well as the church councils.
那再加上我们教会有选举负责人。
In addition to that, in the church, we have elections for the church council members.
那这个是教会托付他们来带领我们的教会。
And these are people who the church entrusts, the congregation entrusts to help guide and lead the church.
那这个被选的职会一般都是灵性有在追求的。
And those who are elected as council members typically have a good pursuit in their faith.
这个是我们的 tradition, 这是我们的传统。
And this is our tradition.
所以我们信徒有意见要教会怎么改正，这非常好。
So when our members have ideas on how to better change things in the church, this is a good thing.
但是教会因为是执事会带领，所以一定要先提到执事会。
But because the church is guided by the church council, it must be brought up. These kind of proposals should be brought up to the council.
让他们全盘的考虑怎么做对教会最好。
So that they can deliberate and think of the best way to execute.
那我们就顺服。
And we should just obey according to it.
有什么不同意见可以再提出来。
And if we have other disagreements, we can bring it up.
那这个教会才有秩序。
But we do it in this way so that the church can have order.
有秩序，教会才会合一。
And if the church has order, then it can be unified.
才不会混乱。
And it will not be confused.
所以谦卑啊，就是顺服。
So humility.Obedience is a kind of humility.
让我们在顺服当中来体会神的同在。
So let us experience the abidance of God through our obedience.
在顺服中来使教会进步。
And through this obedience, we can see the church prosper as well.
来发展我们教会。
To grow our church.
我们教会还有很多的传统是好的。
In the church, we have other good traditions.
比方说我们礼拜天早上有祷告会。
For instance, here we have Sunday morning prayers.
这个全美国只有俄文教会有。
I think in all the churches in America, only Irvine has this tradition.
那我们做得到，我们就来参加吧。
So if we can attend, then we try our best.
这个本身没有什么不好。
This in itself is not, there's nothing bad about it.
每个礼拜六聚会前，从10:15到5:00有祷告会。
And every Sabbath from 10:15 to 10:50, we have a prayer session.
那这个传统也是好的。
This tradition is also good.
让我预备心来敬拜神。
Helps us prepare our hearts before we worship.
那这样的传统如果要怎么改进更好，我们都可以提出来。
And if we can propose any good ideas to improve this kind of tradition, it's good to bring up.
让我们的宣道能够更加的长进。
In order to improve our evangelism efforts.
好，我们唱诗。
Let us sing him.
换一首，162首。
Let us rise and sing him 162.